Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Daniel Burris, a longtime expert in the marketplace, starting and running a number of businesses. He's helping companies like yours and mine, large companies, small companies, understand where we're going in the future. He's written a number of books, including his new bestseller, Flash Foresight, How to See the Invisible and Do the Impossible. Dan, thanks for hanging out with us. One of the words that I've been using a lot lately is this word irrelevant. And I'm seeing all kinds of opportunities for small businesses or for large businesses, but it's more of a killer quickly for small businesses is the potential to become irrelevant because they're just getting too far behind. They're operating more like a 20th century company, maybe even a first decade of the 21st century company, while they're trying to deal with the second decade of the 21st century reality. And whether it's social media, whether it's technology, whether it's understanding how customers are changing, there's more of a danger of becoming irrelevant today than I've ever seen in my long career. What do you think?
Absolutely, and in the same sense, there's more abilities to become more relevant than ever before. You know, here's an insight again from Flash Foresight, and that is a lot of us are trying to keep up. And now here's an insight for you. Keeping up is a fool's game. Hey, what's the advantage of keeping up? If you keep up, all you've done is kept up. There's still somebody ahead of you. What I want to do is be more anticipatory. I want to use the power of certainty, the things I do know, not the things I don't know, mm-hmm. about where things are going. I want to take the time to think about the direction of change, you know, the linear changes that are taking place. For example, linear change is once you get a smartphone, you're not going back to a dumb phone. That, right. By the way, is a cyclical change. So once we take a little time, which is essential, this is that not just experimenting time, but here's a good one for you, some thinking time, and really ask ourselves, you know, what's the direction things are going for my customers, for myself, for the industry that I'm in, and then get out ahead instead of staying behind by only playing the catching up game. You can start to increase relevancy. One more important aspect of that is that I believe that we've all spent a long time building up a brand. Whatever your brand is, your company brand, you spent a lot of time with that. The thing is, that's your engine, but it's a historic engine. And you're not going to the past, you're going to the future. You know, I didn't call this book Flash Hindsight. Mm-hmm. I called it Flash Foresight because you can shape the future, but you can't change the past. So what I want you to do is to think about a brand migration. That means how do I take my brand and not change it because then I destroy my past, but rather migrate it to a higher level of relevancy based on what I can see things are going. And we need to spend some time to work on that because I think the biggest problem we got, Jim, is we're all way too busy. Yeah. And being busy is not going to do what you and I are talking about.
And if you're talking, one of the things I have been saying, though, Dan, is that small business owners don't have to win the marathon to be successful. They do. You talked earlier a minute ago about you know, making sure that you're not just go, you know, getting along, so to speak. But I don't. But it's intimidating to small business owners, and probably not realistic to say that they can win the marathon. We don't have enough money to mount that kind of a campaign. But if we can just keep the innovators, if we can just keep the leaders in sight, then the small business owners can carve out plenty of opportunity and look a lot smarter and a lot more innovative than their nearest competitor just by doing that. What do you think?
Well, I got a different twist on that. I love what you said, but I got another twist. And remember, out of the six companies I've started, three of them were national leaders in the first year. All of them were profitable in the first year. I've never had a business loan, never had business debt, and I didn't start out with a lot of money. So I got some credibility on this. And I wrote about it again in Flash Foresight. Here's the concept. I don't like to compete. at all. Why? I don't like the ads. Hey, I'm a small guy. Too hard for me. So what I don't, so I look at where the other guy's doing, and I don't do that. If I'm going up against a Walmart, I'm not going to do what Walmart does.
Right.
I'll lose. I'll do what Walmart's not doing. If I'm a small manufacturer and I'm going up against the Chinese and do what the Chinese do best, which is large, giant runs and big shipments at a low cost, you know, I can't compete with that. But if I do short runs that are customized and delivered promptly, you know, I can do what's impossible
well,
for them.
And you're right. That is it. And I like that different twist. What you're saying is don't run their race, run your race. Win your
race. Exactly. Well, here it is. You redefine the race.
Right.
So what does winning mean? Well, see, the big guy knows what winning means. Well, you know what? I'm going to redefine what winning means because maybe they think they know who the customer is. Maybe there's a better customer. Maybe they think they know what the product is, but with a few tweaks, I can make it all different.
Right.
Entirely. So it's about redefining the race.
Well, and see, this comes back, folks, to what Dan's talking about is what I've said before about the price war is over and you lost. Don't fight the price war with Walmart, or Walmart being a metaphor. And the other thing is, and this race thing, I like your example. The phone book small business owner is not your prospect list. It might be Walmart's prospect list, but it's not your prospect list. Find your race, run your own race. I like what he said, folks. Run your own race, win your own race. Dan, give us your website quickly, please.
Burrus, BURRUS.com. And just go there. And also, flashforesight.com is the book. And you can find it in any bookstore or just go there if you'd like.
It's a big-time bestseller, folks. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very, very important book. We wouldn't expect anything less from Dan Burrus. Quick break, 29. No, it's 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassing. And by the way, my website smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.